Okay, 1210.
Accept the year one bond oversight committee report on the $68 million Parks 2014 general obligation bond.
Commissioner Fritz.
Thank you, Mayor. This one I really do take a lot of pleasure and ownership in. Thank you to the voters who in 2014 overwhelmingly passed the Fix Our Parks bond measure. As we just heard, we don't have nearly enough in the major maintenance fund of parks to take care of all of our over 200 facilities. And it was it passed with 74% of Portland voters in favor, which is a record. And so part of that was that we set up an oversight committee with each of the council nominating to the board to watch over how we're spending the money. The purpose of the committee is to review the work of the Parks Bureau in carrying out the promises and projects of the bond. And the council accepted the first annual report that the bond on the bond that the staff prepared, but the bond language also requires the Bond Oversight Committee to produce their own annual report. So I'm very happy to welcome, as Commissioner Fitz said, Parks Royalty, in your own right as well as in your father's, the Chair of the Bond Oversight Committee and Parks Board, Portland Parks Board Vice President Dion Jordan, who will present the committee's annual report.
Thank you. Good morning, Mayor and City Commissioners. Definitely good to see you all. As said earlier, I am the chair of our bond committee, a committee that you've helped select and helped put together. And I will have to say, this is probably a group of the smartest, most considerate, thoughtful people that I've had a chance to work with. But don't turn your back on them, because if you miss a meeting, they'll make you sit up here by yourself. nevertheless, I trust that you have before you a long and short copy of our report. I won't go over it in its entirety. I will allow you to do that in your own time. But instead, I'll highlight some of our main objectives, outcomes, and also our recommendations. The purpose of this report is to reflect on the progress of Portland Parks and Rec as they carried out their first year of the Parks Placement Bond in three categories: adhering to the language of the bond, the fiscal accountability, and also transparency. Our first major objective as an oversight committee was to make sure that the Portland Parks adhere to the language of the bond. In other words, that they would do what they promised to do. One of the things that were promised was to maintain the current tax rate, and we are happy to report that that promise is currently being fulfilled and that the tax rate has remained consistent. Other assurances that were mentioned in this bond include fixing and improving play areas, pools, trails, bridges, community and art centers, restrooms, and other deficient park structures, including cities of Portland's very own living room, known as Pioneer Courthouse Square. In addition to this, Portland Parks would help eliminate barriers of accessibility to people with disabilities. And we, the committee, are in agreement that Portland Parks has adhered to the language of the bond. You can see for yourself in both the short and the long version of the report that currently seven sites were underway in phase one, as were three trails. Two pools were completed. 16 deficient park structures are underway. One barrier to accessibility for people with disabilities. And Pioneer Courthouse Square is to begin in 2017. Our second major objective was to maintain fiscal accountability, to ensure that the bond dollars are clearly and separately tracked, as well as ensure integrity, accuracy in the financial statements. We, the committee, believe they have fulfilled their charge to maintain fiscal accountability. They have taken great care in both tracking bond dollars separately, as well as being transparent in providing information on expenditures with both the oversight committee and also the public. Portland Park has shared openly that some of the most significant work during the first year was the hiring of staff, the creating timelines and priority of projects, refining project scopes, predicting project costs, and scheduling construction activities. Portland Parks, in carrying out this charge, has noticed a trend in the bidding climate, as mentioned earlier. Due to Portland's growing construction climate, they received fewer bids than expected for their projects. In some cases, they had to rebid projects altogether. And as a result, this trend could affect both the schedule and the budget of the project. Although this trend has not been detrimental, it is expected to continue. And if it does, there will likely be impacts on the cost and the scheduling of each project. For this reason, the committee unanimously recommends establishing and provide a wide contingency fund. This fund would ensure that Portland Parks has the resources and flexibility to ensure that the projects delivered will be fulfilled according to the bond. The third and final objective I'd like to share with you today is around transparency. Although our committee has not been charged with evaluating the efforts of Portland Parks and their transparency with the community, the bond committee is very interested in matters of equity and transparency. It is for this reason that the committee has chosen to review and advise Portland Parks in this category. It will ultimately be up to the community whether or not Portland Parks has fulfilled their charge to be transparent. However, we, the committee, applaud Portland Parks and Recreations in their efforts in this area. Their efforts in being transparent include 40 public meetings, 95 yard signs, over 5,000 postcards, briefings with us, the Oversight Committee, as well as updates that can be found at the parksplacementbond.org. It is our recommendation that Portland Parks use a measure to demonstrate not only their efforts to be transparent, but also the effectiveness of those strategies. Measuring the effectiveness of all efforts will reduce the cost of eliminating ineffective strategies. Seeking to improve outreach will also help build trust within the community. These are the highlights of our first annual report, and we are pleased to submit it for your acceptance. We also want to thank Megan George for her hard work in helping us prepare for this report. The Bond Oversight Committee will continue to meet throughout the remaining of the years, and the Park Replacement Bond will report back on an annual basis. So I wanted to thank you and also take a moment to acknowledge members of the committee who are here. If they'd be so kind to stand. Are they right? Oh, they got my back now. Okay.
Thank you very much.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Great. Well, thanks, Dion. Please, Dan.
Were there other people? I have some questions.
Oh, sure, yeah. As a matter of fact, I'd like to invite the committee to come, and that we might answer any questions that you might have.
Well, your recommendation for establishing a program-wide contingency fund, and I see there's a check mark saying it's complete. So was that done? What does a program-wide contingency fund mean?
Yes.
I guess that's the other thing. Yeah.
May I answer that question first? Good morning. This is Zeri Santner, and thank you very, very much for allowing me to be part of this committee. Each project, as the staff report that was given to you a couple of months ago, has its own contingency fund. But as Dion noted, because of the economy, thank goodness that the economy in the city and construction climate here is very robust. We have not been getting a lot of bids or good bids. And we recognize that some of the projects are easier to deal with, but others are far more complicated, as Grand Pool Park demonstrated. And what we are suggesting is that for the next set of bonds, the amount that once the bond is sold, a certain percentage, and that is up to the Bureau to decide, be just set aside as an overall contingency fund. And then as they develop their own projects, that project would have its own contingency fund. This is just in case that some of the projects are cannot meet the budget that
so
they had established.
It's setting aside funds from the bond issues.
All within the bond issue. And if they're fortunate that not all of it or any of it are used, then it could be used again for the projects that have been either built and parts of them have not been built. So it just an insurance to make sure that the committee's interest is that the promises that were made to the public are kept. So by having this overall contingency, at least we can deliver the minimum that was promised.
Okay. Thank you. Great explanation. Thank you.
Happy prospect that such a thing might be the case, but at the end of at the completion of the listed projects, if there's remaining contingency fund, what happens?
Well, let me just remind you that this is only the first phase.
Right.
So we're spending the first $48 million in this phase. That'll leave about $20 million. We're going to be assuming, I'm very much hoping that I will still be the Parks Commissioner next year, and that so we'll have a citywide process to look at of all of the $300 million things, $300 million worth of maintenance that needs to be done in the city, which we have less than $2 million per year to address. What are the top priority of the community for that $20 million? When we first identified the projects for this first phase, it was literally the stuff that was either broken or about to break, the most urgent. So we did hold community meetings, and we heard consensus from the community that, yes, this was a good package to put forward. So whatever contingency is left over will go into the second phase. And at the end, there's certainly more. There will be nothing left over at the end, because we certainly have far more maintenance needs than we have the money available.
Good. That's helpful. Thank you. Okay. Other questions for Dion or Zeri or the rest of our volunteers here that Marianne came back for a victory lap as a volunteer. I think that's pretty impressive. So did
Mr. Sorry. Mayor, if I may, I want to tell you what a fantastic job this Parks Bond team has done throughout this process. And I want to personally thank Marianne Kasson for setting up the system such to make it a little bit simpler. As you all know, implementing such a huge capital improvement project is not an easy task, but it has made it a little bit easier. And then also, we decided to have an independent scribe. And Megan George is a graduate student from PSU's Hatfield College of Government, and she was involved in the master program for public administration, and she helped the committee to develop the report that you see, and we want to thank her for her effort.
Great. Thank you. Well, coming from you, that's very high praise, so that's I'm sure they appreciate hearing that. Thank you very much, Zeri. Other questions? Thank you both very much.
Thank you.
Are there other committee members who want to speak, or we'll turn to general public testimony if there is any? Anyone signed up on this item, Carl?
Two people, Charles Bridge Crane Johnson and Crystal Ilinski. She may have left.
Johnson, you want to speak? Come on up.
Good morning, Commissioners. For the record, as you heard, my name is Charles Bridge Crane Johnson, and I want to thank all the park staff that worked so hard on helping this publicly chosen extra tax money go to making Portland stay wonderful. Since we did have the recent discussion about LIDs, which I don't know if during the whole LID talk anybody ever said local improvement district.
Right, true. Thank you.
So for those who didn't know, we're not dealing LIDs. We're dealing local improvement districts where people voluntarily, in cooperation with the government, associate to finance the goodness of their own communities. I didn't very much involve myself in this process, but I am curious if Commissioner Fritz knows off the top of her head, percentage-wise, what part of the expenditures and maybe even staff time went into the Pioneer Courthouse Square project as part of the overall, and how the current financing for the redoing of Pioneer Courthouse Square as far as public donations and private donations maybe breaks out compared to the historical record. Thank you.
As was stated in the bond measure, it's $10 million for Pioneer Courthouse Square.
Thank you very much. Okay. Without further testimony, then let's take a motion, please, for accepting the report.
Second.
Further discussion? Roll call, please.
Novick?
Aye. I said it's an aye.
Yes.
Thank you. I'm really proud to have been involved in this whole process. I mentioned in the previous item that it was kind of the mayor to give me parks. I didn't think that that was actually the case in 2014, once I had figured out how much of a deficit we have in maintenance, and then was asked to lead the bond measure campaign. Let's have the worst fundraiser on the council address this concern. So I'm really grateful to be a part of having brought it home, and I need to start by thanking those who passed the bond measure, not only the 74% of Portlanders who voted for it, Amy Ruiz, who ran the campaign for us, and the fundraising committee, which was basically many of the people from Pioneer Courthouse Square Board and others who made all the phone calls requesting money and raised over, I think it was over $300,000 to do the campaign that we did to explain to voters what this was going to buy, what it was going to do for our city. And so I'm very, very grateful both to them and to the Portland Parks Foundation. Nick Hardick, who's now with the Audubon Society, was the executive director at that time, and it literally could not have happened without that without that support, and also without the support of Commissioner Fish, because I did the first 60 days of the going out to parks and meet other meetings to tell people about what it was, and Commissioner Fish picked up the last 40 days, and so I really appreciate him, as was previously mentioned by Commissioner Fish, bringing it home. And then it's another great example of community members working with our city staff to get the job done. Thank you to Marianne Cassin, who, Director Abati, brilliantly, I think it's one of your finest accomplishments while you and I have been working together, persuading Marianne to come back to lead this measure, having led yours when you were Commissioner of Parks some time ago. So it's really another example of how we work together. Thank you to the committee, Dion Jordan, Karen Loper-Tracy, Jonath Colon, and Don Grotic, as well as Sari Santner. And special thanks to Don Grotic, who is David Douglas School District Superintendent. He's now with Beaverton, and I understand that the replacement will be from the David Douglas School District. Thanks to Lauren McGuire as well, who's done an absolutely fantastic job too. This is a lot of work, everybody, and there's some positions that have been paid for with the bond money, as was anticipated. There's also a lot of work that's going on with our regular park staff, who are finding time with everything else that they're doing to make sure that this is successful, so that hopefully we can go out again in the future to ask citizens, taxpayers, and voters, please help us continue to do this. I'm very proud that over the 4 years that we've done four budgets with Mayor Hales, we've more than doubled the amount of major maintenance funding that is ongoing, so we are able to address a few more things before they actually break. We all collectively share that challenge, not only with parks infrastructure, but with transportation, our city buildings and such. We need to get ahead of investing in maintenance so that the infrastructure that we all need and value continues to provide services to the citizens in time to come. Thank you very much for Pooja Bhatt as well, in my staff, who has been my parks senior policy advisor for the past year, and has again just done a wonderful job. Thanks to everybody. Aye.
Excellent report. Thanks to the Bond Oversight Committee. I'm like a lot of people in Portland. I have two kids that have grown up in the park system. One is 23 and another little guy is 12. And if we didn't have a world-class park system, it wouldn't, and all the kinds of choices that that system provides, they would not have the same quality of life. And so I would say, as a parent, I'm enormously grateful. And then as a former parks commissioner in charge, one of four up here, I'm just so proud of the parks family and all the people who do such great work. And Commissioner Fritz, this was one of, I think, your three or four singular achievements on the council, was getting support from the voters for this. And this report, I think, confirms the promise you made that the money is being spent wisely. So thank you all. Aye.
Saltzman.
Well, I want to thank the Bond Oversight Committee for their outstanding work. It's really a great report, very simple, clean, easy to read, and, with recommendations about how to improve things. So I appreciate that very much. I particularly want to single out Zeri Santner, my nominee to the committee, for her work, and Dion Jordan for taking the job as chair. But it shows we are being accountable to the voters about how we're spending this money and making sure that our parks are better for that. So please vote aye.
Hales.
Well, there's a lot of continuity in the room here today. People have cared about parks for a long time and gotten a lot of good work done together, and obviously more ahead with the implementation of this bond measure and other efforts, Commissioner Fritz, that you and the Bureau have underway. Thinking back in my first month in public office back in 1993, I met with Charles Jordan and David Judd, who told me about the condition of the park system then, and perhaps it was a rash thing as a new elected official, but I said, well, why don't we do a bond measure? And as it turned out, we hadn't done one in 50 years, and as it turned out, Portlanders, if we made a case for a good package of projects, would approve them, and they did. And that led to now subsequent efforts, including you stepping up as you did in this case, Amanda. You doth protest too much. You may be not the most eager fundraiser, but no one would put the effort into the community outreach that you did on this effort. You were out there day after day, meeting after meeting, in direct democracy with our citizens, making the case for why this should be passed. So bravo, and now the work continues. And I appreciate this committee very much. Again, there's a lot of walking around knowledge on this committee, and in fact, speaking of continuity, Ken Richardson didn't necessarily know that it went with the job of being superintendent that he had to be on this committee too, but we appreciate you being here today. And David Douglas in particular deserves a little honorable mention here. In that first bond measure, then Superintendent Ron Russell agreed to the kind of outlandish suggestion that we build a community center on a middle school site in a David Douglas middle school at Floyd Light. And of course, that's where the East Portland Community Center is. So David Douglas, we have good working relationships with all our school districts, but David Douglas has stepped up to be a partner on all kinds of parks projects, Lincoln Park, Luby Park, all those other parks that accompany David Douglas schools are now, you know, anchors of their neighborhoods just as the schools are. So we appreciate you and the district being a consistent partner for us. This is good work in a difficult bidding environment. So I think Dion was correct to point that out, that this is going to require excellent management. We have it. We're going to deliver excellent results, and we appreciate citizen oversight by people that care a lot, know a lot, and are looking over our shoulders. Thank you. Aye. Good work. Thank you all. Why don't we move to